everywhere else, including friendships, that was the message I was given. You are too much. And so later on in life, that insecurity also translated as a military spouse and moving every few years, I began to hold back who I was because of that message, because I wanted friends. I wanted friendship. That's something that's always been so important to me.
Hey, it's your friend, Noelle, and you're listening to Friending, a podcast that helps Jesus-loving women have awesome female friendships. Because let's be real, friendship can be hard and complicated, and sometimes it's easy to think that you're the only one on the friendship struggle bus. Well, good news, you're not. Here at Friending, we will have honest and sometimes uncomfortable conversations about finding the friends we need right now, getting healing for the friendship wounds of our past, and how to get beyond just having coffee and chit-chat with friends to having heart-to-heart, deep-level conversations where we grow together in our faith and cheer each other on in our dreams. You can count on Friending to be super real, super practical, and super here for you. Let's get down to it. I am super excited about today's episode because my friend Alana Dawson and I are having a little friendship real talk. We're talking about the things that we ought to talk about as adult female friends. We're going there, people. We're getting real. We're getting raw. We're talking about the tough and uncomfortable stuff. And I know you're going to love the show because you're going to love Alana. That's the bottom line. You're going to listen to Alana and you're going to love her. I love her. I met her in 2019 at a conference called Blissdom. And as soon as we chatted, I just was like, yeah, I'm going to become friends with that chick. And we have become friends, online friends. She happens to also be a podcast expert coach. She runs this amazing, amazing community called Podcast Her, which I am a part of. And I'm going to drop all the information about this little podcast community in the show notes. She didn't even ask me to do that. This is just me being a good friend to you and sharing with you some good stuff. Because if you ever thought for a hot second that you would like to start a podcast, Alana is your woman, okay? I'm not your girl. I mean, I'll help you if I can, but skip sending me the DM, skip sending me the email, go straight to Alana Dawson. She knows all the things about podcasting, but more than that, she makes podcasting fun. And if you've done podcasting for more than 2 minutes, you know that it can get kind of unfun pretty quick. But Alana's really, really practical, and she's really gracious, and she has all the simple steps that you need to do to have an amazing podcast. I don't even know why I'm saying this to you because this show is about friendship, but I just have this weird feeling that somebody who's listening to the show is going, oh my gosh, this is what I've been needing to start my podcast. So go check out Alana Dawson. Go check out her podcast called Podcasting Party. And of course, check out her community called Podcast Her. And normally I don't even talk about all the things that my guests do until the end, but I'm just so excited that she's on the show and I'm so excited about what she does. She's personally helped me and she's personally inspired me to keep going with Friending. So she's a very special guest today. And so we're going to talk about female friendship and we're going to talk about it, how it pertains to us personally. And I hope that as you're listening to this conversation, you will feel encouraged, number one, but number two, that you would feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not the only person that has struggled with that. I'm not the only person that is hurt by that. This is my hope for the show, is that whoever's listening would not feel like they're weird or something's wrong with them, because friendship is not always easy. And one of the things you may notice in this season is that I am not interviewing a ton of authors. A lot of times I will have authors on the show, but this season I was like, I just want to bring you some real life women who are doing some really cool things, people who are my real friends, whether it's in the online space or just in the in-person space. These are people that I would say, that is my friend. That is someone that I'm cheering on. That is someone that I believe in what they're doing. And I know they've got something really good to say about friendship. So you're going to notice in this season that the conversations we're having are not conversations where I'm going to tell you you should go and buy that person's book at the end of the interview. So this is really exciting for me. And I'm going to just stop babbling and I'm going to start letting you hear from my amazing, super talented, super smart, and good friend, Alana Dawson. Okay, my friend, I told you we're going to go right in here, dive deep into those emotional waters. I would love for you to share with the friending audience what you feel is your biggest personal insecurity that is actually negatively impacted your friendships.
Yeah. Ooh, such, we are going deep fast. And I'm good with that because I'm an Enneagram 4. And so if you know anything about the Enneagram listeners, it's that I have all the feels all the time. And those feels are very large. And so honestly, probably the biggest personal insecurity I've struggled with in all my friendships is that. Yeah. I was raised in a very small conservative town and in church as well. And so the message I was given early on in my life is that I was too much, too loud, too big of feelings, said the things that shouldn't have been said, pushed the boundaries on things that probably shouldn't have been pushed. And not in my family. My parents were very supportive, loved me, supported me, spoke, you know, all kinds of encouragement into my life, but everywhere else, including friendships, that was the message I was given. You are too much. And so later on in life, that insecurity also translated as a military spouse and moving every few years, I began to hold back who I was because of that message, because I wanted friends. I wanted friendship. That's something that's always been so important to me. And so I would dial it back and really downplay who I truly was in order to create friendships. Cause listen, nobody wants to like meet on the first day. Everybody would be like, well, where are you from? Or where have you lived? Or, you know, they wanted that surface stuff. And I was like, tell me your deepest, darkest dreams and secrets. Let's like get into it, you know?
Well, you and I would have been very good friends then, because I'm the same way. Like, I'm like, tell me your deepest, most intimate fear you've ever experienced in your life. Or I'm always going there. And I remember people saying to me, gosh, you're like, you really kind of take up a lot of room. That was the thing that people told me. And I also remember one time we were having dinner with my husband's friend who was visiting from somewhere. And he had mentioned that he had broken off like this engagement that he had with his fiance at the time. And I was like, well, what happened? Like, if you're going to share, like, I was like, well, what happened? Like, why did you break it off? And my husband was like kicking me under the table to not ask that question. Cause it was like, I didn't really know the dude, but I'm like, if the dude is sharing this, that's like an open door to ask him what happened. But it was an awkward question. So he was like, I don't want to talk about it. Anyways, I don't know why. I'm still wondering what happened, but whatever. So you were told you were too much. And so you held back. Did it like keep you from getting close to people?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because I felt like nobody really knew me. And with that, I didn't give them the chance to know me.
Right.
Because of that insecurity. And so of course they couldn't have, like there were, a lot of it was me. It wasn't other people. It was me saying, oh, well, they're not going to want the real me. So I'm just going to give them this little bit of, you know, who I think they want. Right. So for sure, it kept me from deep friendship for a lot of years.
Yeah. And what did God show you through this? Like, how did you like recognize that you were doing this and kind of, you know, make changes?
Well, I will say that God was blessed me in some friendships that I did get to get really close with people, and friendships that were longer than just a 2-year stint. We got to be stationed together multiple times, not directly one after another, but, and he showed me in those relationships. And for sure within the last, I've done a lot of work on myself, I will say, in the last 3 to 4 years, and good, it's not you. Fun, but it's been through the Enneagram. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I love the Enneagram because it's helped me to God is revealed through it, like, no, this is how I created you. There's nothing wrong with you. Yes, you don't have to live by your feelings. Feelings are not facts. However, right. I've created you with those feelings for a reason. And so through that, he's revealed, I'm not too much. You know, I might still be too much for some people, but my giftings and my talents, if I'm stewarding those correctly and listening and leaning into them, they're there for a reason.
Yeah. Bring it to the table. You know, you're actually like blessing your friendships with who you are, which I think is really cool, instead of actually depriving them from the good things that are about you, you know? So that's really cool. Can you name a recent time that a friend really blessed you?
Oh yeah. So in fact, just a couple weeks ago, I was sick. I actually had COVID. I feel like a lot of people won't say that out loud right now, because it's like, yes, I had COVID. I was not licking poles or hanging out in bars. My kids are back to school. It was, you know, a matter of when, and thankfully I'm fine. But my husband got to come home. Again, we're military. We're currently stationed apart right now. And so he was able to come home and be with me to help take care of my kiddos, because they had to quarantine and I had to isolate. And a friend picked him up from the airport at 9 p.m. at night. She lives 45 minutes away. She drove him to my house, dropped him off, turned back around, went 45 minutes back in. And that was just such a huge blessing to us. It was so sweet that she did that. Another friend picked up my kids from school the afternoon I got tested. When she found out, she didn't even think twice. Just those little things that are huge. They make a huge difference. That's been two recent things.
Yeah. I always say you need to have those airport friends who, and they're not people that you don't know well. They're the people that know you well. You could say, oh, my husband's flying in at 9 p.m. I can't pick him up. Could you pick him up? Or even the friend that can recognize that that's a need and just offer. Yeah. And those are close friends. They're not like people that you don't know that well. Those airport friends.
You know, 11 a.m., you know, on a Tuesday, that's one thing, but like 9 p.m. on a, you know, Thursday night, like that's a whole different ballgame.
And you already live 45 minutes away. I live right outside of New York City, and there's one airport that I've told my friends, I don't care how long we've been friends, I'm not picking you up from that airport. Do not fly into LaGuardia to see me. I will not pick you up from LaGuardia, because it will take me like 2 hours to get there, even though it's only 45 minutes away. So basically,
but that's a true friend too. No, I was going to say that's a true friend too, Noelle, because you can tell them like, don't go to that airport. I'm not going to get you there,
right? I'm not getting you there. You can go to JFK. You can go to Newark, but you're not going to LaGuardia. Okay. That is pretty amazing. I'm very impressed by this friend. Shout out to her. Tell me, what has hurt you most in friendship?
Yeah. So many things early on, as I spoke about earlier, I felt hurt by the other person, but it was my own doing. But one thing, as I was kind of praying over what to share today with the listeners and reveal, right? Yeah. It's like, what do you want to talk about? Honestly, the thing that's probably hurt me the most in my friendship was I had a miscarriage in 2015, and it was really interesting, the people who knew and didn't reach out, or when they reached out, it was like, well, you have two beautiful daughters. God blessed you with them, you know, and the response was so hurtful. Wow. The friends that I look back on today that sat with me in that grief and that loss, those are the friends I'm closest to today. Whereas a lot, there were several friendships during that time where they didn't acknowledge that loss or the way they acknowledged it. And it wasn't their fault. I mean, that's a hard thing. We don't know how to talk about loss and grief in our culture. And so that's a hard thing, but those are the friendships that during that time I'm no longer close to.
Right. You know, I wanted to say, and I'm just going to get a little bossy here for a second. We as women need to get better at caring for one another when the loss of a baby happens. No matter how long that person's been pregnant, it doesn't even matter. As women, I really do think friends, we need to get better at that. It's been too long. You know what I mean? This is 2020 and it's painful. And I've had to walk with several people that I love dearly through these things. And they've said the same exact thing, that either people pretend like it never happened, or they say things that are just meant to be helpful, but are incredibly hurtful. And yeah, it'd be better if someone just showed up with lasagna, you know, and sat with your grief. So thank you for sharing that. And I don't care. I'm going to be bossy. We need to get better at that. We do.
I'm glad you're bossy. Thank you for saying as much.
Tell me, where have you hurt others in friendship, even if it was unintentional? Where do you think you kind of mess up?
Yeah. As a four, one of the things I naturally do is when people hurt me or I feel like they're distant, I withdraw. It's just it's part of who I am and how I'm made up. And so I know I've hurt a lot of friends. Instead of having tough conversations, or instead of sitting down and saying, hey, why weren't you here for me in this? Or, you know, what's going on? Instead of having those hard conversations, I just withdraw. And as a military spouse, that's really easy because we move every couple years. So I'm like, I won't see you again. So I'm just going to, like, you know, back away slowly. And I know that's hurt a lot of really, really good friends. And it wasn't until I actually had a good friend who reached out to me and said, hey, do you know what you're doing? Like, look at this. And I thought, oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, this is a pattern. This is a pattern in my friendships and my relationships. And that's not good. And so I know that I've probably hurt more people than I realize by that.
I think it's so amazing that you were able to recognize that your coping mechanism, even though you're like, you know, you're feeling hurt, so you're like putting this protection around you, or you're knowing you're going to be leaving, and there's a pain in that too. Mm-hmm. You know, that coping mechanism was hurtful. Like, you owned that. And I think that's something that I'm trying to work on too, is even if it's not intentional, we're still hurting people, and we have to own that, that our actions, whether they were to self, you know, preserve or not, right? It caused pain in someone else's life. So I think that's really cool that you recognize that.
Yeah. It's not so fun and cool to have to reach out to people though and say, I'm so sorry, I hurt you in this way. And that's something I've been trying to do.
Wow.
Be better about, is reach back out and say, I'm so sorry. You know, when and if the time calls for it. But that has been a humbling experience, and a big growth experience for me too, to be like, you know what? I mess up. I'm not, as much as I think that I'm a great friend, I struggle and have let people down in friendships as well.
Well, you know, I think that that's the case for all of us. And I've been studying friendship for 4 years, and I can tell you, my friends will say, she's not always a good friend, you know? And I think that's just being a human being. We're constantly growing and learning who we are and how we can improve, and no one's ever going to be the perfect friend. So anyways, thank you so much for being on the show and going deep and just going there. I loved it. It was good.
Thanks for having me, Noelle.
And that's what we have for you on Friending today. Please remember that who you are is a blessing to your friends, so don't hold back. You are not too much. Listen, have a wonderful week. We'll be back next week with a fresh new episode for you. And until then, get out there and be a good friend to someone. The world needs more of them. I'm your friend, Noelle. Hey friend, you know, sometimes we can find ourselves dealing with a friendship problem that is really difficult to resolve, or we're just finding it hard to make new friends in the season of life that we're in. You know, that can feel lonely and painful, but I have some good news for you. Here at Friending, we're blessed to have a legit friendship coach that we can highly recommend to you. Our amazing and super wise friend, Bailey Hurley, is a friendship expert who has been serving in this field for many years. If you need extra friendship support, Bailey is the woman that you need to connect with. Go to BaileyTHurley.com/coaching for more information on the friendship coaching that she offers. And be sure to tell her that you're a part of the Friending family. If you can't remember that web address, don't be worried. It's in the show notes. We got you covered, friend.